Tonight is the night. At 7:35, the Atlanta Braves host the San Diego Padres in their first home game of the new season. Please finish that stanza. Thank you, because I'm very obsessive compulsive when things don't end on a cadence. Oh, and what a flourish. Not only do the Atlanta Braves host the San Diego Padres in their first home game of the season, and in a new stadium at that, so much has changed for the Braves in these past couple of years, but we have one team fixture that remains a constant. The Braves official organist, Matthew Kaminsky, thank you for that wonderful warm-up, and welcome back to City Lights.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here, and I love the introduction song. I'm not too sure if I've heard that.
Since
I've been here last.
In case any of you wondered, that is Dave Brubeck, Far More Blue.
Okay. It sounds like Take Five. It's pretty similar.
Very similar. In fact, it sounds like a variant of it. But Matthew is also a wonderful jazz organist and has his own trio. We know him most famously as the Braves organist. How many seasons have you been with the team now?
So this will be my 9th season, 8 seasons at Turner Field, which we can't mention anymore, and then one at SunTrust, or this coming up one at SunTrust Park.
This is your 9th season, but not the 9th inning. How many major league teams still have live organists?
From what I gather, it's about half that still have it. Actually, I was just watching the Braves on TV the other night against the Mets. And the Mets don't even have an organist.
In New York.
In New York. And there's a lady, her name was Jane Jarvis. She was kind of a legendary organist for the Mets for maybe 20 years. So it just astounds me that, a big metropolitan team like the Metropolitans don't have an organist.
Yeah, you'd think Jerry Seinfeld might have bought them one.
There you go.
It's a Mets. Now, don't you go getting any ideas.
Well, he could pay me.
We need you here. Of course, for many Braves fans, the decision to move to Cobb County and build a new stadium was at best bittersweet. But now that you've been there and settled in somewhat. Tell us what it's like to play even without the crowds yet in SunTrust Park.
Well, actually, we did have 2 games already there. One was a spring training game against the New York Yankees.
Right, on March 31st.
Yeah. So that was 2 Fridays ago. And then last week, we had a college game there, which actually I was used to because I play a lot for UGA baseball as well as Auburn baseball. So I got to really feel out the stadium, and I think it's incredible. I think once people get over there and see all the high-tech, amenities and really just feel the stadium, they're going to really like it.
Yeah, now, and the food. I hope you get free food from those fabulous vendors.
Well, I hope so, but I'm not too sure about that. But one thing selfishly that I'm really excited about is that there's going to be a new organ.
Yes,
at the stadium.
Last time you were here, you said how much you wouldn't mind a new Hammond.
Yeah, because at Turner Field, I would bring a lot of my own equipment over there to really augment what they had at the stadium. But this year, they're getting me a nice brand new Hammond SK2 organ with pedals and bench and everything.
Wow.
So I don't have to carry anything with me.
Well, okay, that must make the move worth it to you alone. I didn't realize you had to schlep all that equipment to Turner Field.
Well, I would leave it there most of the time. But whenever I would need it, I would have to take it home and even sometimes I would take the pedals home that I brought over there. So having a dedicated organ just for SunTrust Park is a plus in my view.
That's wonderful. Matt, you mentioned before we went on air that you were at SunTrust Park at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, you know, every season there's kind of a first rush of press that I have to do, which I don't mind. And, you know, having two young girls at home who are 3 and 6 year old or year olds, you know, I'm kind of used to getting up pretty early. 5:30, though, is really early.
To be at the park.
But I left the house about 4:50.
Okay. Well, we feel very honored that you came to WABE because it would have been very difficult for the three of us here to have made it to SunTrust at 5:30. Mm-hmm. It's the new baseball season with new players and new players for the Braves as well as for tonight's foe, the Padres. Have you figured out your new walk-up songs? Because this is one of the delights of attending a Braves game is having Matthew come up with some punny, very clever musical interludes while the players walk up.
Well, I don't have to worry about the Braves players because they usually choose their own songs.
Really?
You know, what Chipper Jones would do Crazy Train and, you know, some players have one song their entire career, like Chipper Jones. And then some players, they mix it. If they're going on like a hot streak, they'll keep the song. But if they're in a slump, they might change the song up.
Yeah, lots of superstition. That's one thing athletes share with musicians, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose actors, too.
I'm a little bit superstitious, but maybe not as much as some athletes are.
Well, does anyone have Wild Thing?
No, but sometimes I might play that for the other team, though. So my job primarily is for, you know, kind of poking fun at the other team a little bit.
Okay, give us a few examples for people who may not be familiar with your clever musical lead-ups.
Well, let's play Name That Tune, Lois. Let's see if you know that. So there's a player for the New York Mets. His name is Lucas Duda.
Duda, Duda.
So that's an easy one.
Yeah.
There's a player for, you know, I can't even tell you what team he plays for now, but his last name is Mayberry.
Oh. The Andy Griffith Show. Oh, I see Aunt P and the Lopey right now. I mean, this is just so much fun. And you even crowdsource some ideas. How has that worked out?
Yeah, so on Twitter, you could always go to @BravesOrganist to tweet me. So before the games, I usually kind of come up with what I would play for the lineup. I looked a little bit at the San Diego Padres lineup, but I'll have to do a little bit more today as the game gets closer. And then, so before the game, I'll get a kind of a round of suggestions from Twitter fans of whether, you know, my choices were not good enough or or if they like other choices better. And then during the game, people will notice what I'm playing and then they'll suggest other things as well. So I'm usually learning, you know, I'm learning the lineup before the game, which is about, I don't know, maybe 12 songs or so. And then during the game, I'm learning even more songs while the game is going on to try to fit them in the best I can.
This really keeps it fresh. Or, to use some of the lingo, changes it up, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have to say, it's easy to imagine that you might, you know, have the equivalent of writer's block sometime. Although it doesn't seem evident from your past 8 seasons' performance, have there ever been days when you've just thought, I can't think of anything. I'm going to play chopsticks.
Well, you know what? Actually, my wife has gotten really good at picking songs. So I might go to her for some help, as well as, you know, usually the Twitter fans will come up with something.
What do you think is the most inspired, outsourced response for your playing?
Well, through Twitter, actually, a player named Ryan Howard is now in the Braves system. He's in the minor leagues for the Braves now. But he used to play for the Phillies. And one of the Twitter followers suggested I play the theme to The Office, which is...
Yes.
And the reason why is because there's a character named Ryan, who's the intern, Ryan the intern, that was named actually after Ryan Howard. Because I believe, is it from Scranton that the show is based out of?
Yes, because I would say, no, that's not in Philly.
Well, Ryan Howard, before he was called up to the Phillies, was playing for the Scranton minor league team.
Oh, that is brilliant.
So the writer of the show named Ryan the intern after Ryan Howard.
So much better a name than Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so. Tell us about where you are situated in the new park, Matt. You know, can you take us on a tour through your office, so to speak?
Sure. I'm still in the press box area. I'm like Turner Field. However, at Turner Field, I was actually with the press, meaning I was actually in the same place as usually the other team's reporters were in front of me. But now I'm going to be in the control room where the mixing board is, which is actually advantageous to me because I get to really, really kind of be in good communication with, the people I need to be in communication with, my producer and the sound engineer.
This is the real thing, isn't it, now? Mm-hmm. That says so much about how the Braves value you and your place, your positioning in SunTrust Park is a tribute to your past performance.
I hope so. I've really had a good time these last 8 seasons, so I'm glad they have still called me up.
It's just it's just getting better. In the minute or two we have left, what's your next gig unrelated to baseball?
Oh, off the top of my head, I play with a cowboy band called Back in the Saddle. I'd have to look up the date for you, but you could always go to www.matthewkaminsky.com for all my dates. I also play with a salsa band called Orquesta Macuba.
Oh, now this one I did not know about. We've gone to hear the jazz trio. I did not know salsa is in your repertoire as well.
Yeah, so we play at Loca Luna, which I haven't been on their schedule as of late because of my baseball seasons. And then college baseball, UGA, I do. I'll be actually in California in a place called Los Gatos with my jazz trio, actually quartet on that gig.
Well, congratulations on such a varied and wonderful career. Matthew Kaminsky is the official organist for the Atlanta Braves. You can follow him on Twitter at BravesOrganist. The official home opener at the SunTrust Park is tonight at 7:35. Matthew, thank you, and do hurry back.
Thank you. ¶¶